This podcast is brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Oracle offers suites of integrated applications plus secure autonomous infrastructure in the Oracle Cloud. Visit oracle.com. And by Syntax. Syntax is an Oracle managed service provider delivering technology solutions and professional advisory and application management services to over 800 customers worldwide. Visit syntax.com. And by ArcLight. ArcLight is a national enterprise solution consultancy focused on delivering transformative cloud projects that help organizations elevate, transform, and grow. Grow with us at arclightconsulting.com. Welcome to Ascend with Carrie and Mohan, brought to you by the Oracle Applications and Technology Users Group, OATUG, and the Oracle HCM Users Group, OHUG, to talk about all things related to the Ascend Oracle Users Conference. Coming up, our next conference, Ascend 2024, will be held June 17th to 20th at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. I'm Deborah Grant, Editor-at-Large of OATUG's Insight Magazine, and for Episode 10 of Ascend with Carrie and Mohan, we have a very special guest, Nadia Benjadou, Vice President of Product Strategy for eBusiness Suite at Oracle, to speak with our host, Mohan Dutt of Equinix, IT Shared Services Division, and one of OATUG's most esteemed members. Why is Mohan an esteemed member of OATUG? Because Mohan makes himself available to our Oracle user members so generously, including as a mentor for our emerging leaders group. And he is, of course, our podcast co-host representing OATUG. Carrie Hollick, representing OHUG, is away today, but she's with us in spirit. And today, we're glad to have Mike Jones back again as a guest. He's education director of OATUG. So to get the conversation rolling now, I'll turn it over to you, Mohan.
Thanks, Deborah. Our next guest needs no introduction. Nadia, welcome to our podcast. Many of us have known you for years and perhaps decades now, but for our podcast audience, can you provide us some insights about your roles and responsibilities as the Vice President of Application Development at Oracle?
Thanks very much, Mohan. Yes, my name is Nadia Benjadou. I represent the eBusiness Suite from a product strategy, and in particular, the outbound product strategy, meaning anything to do with field enablement, meaning our internal Oracle team needs to be updated about the latest release of eBusiness Suite. That's what we call field enablement. It also goes beyond the Oracle internal operation. We have the field, in addition to the field, we have the partner enablement, meaning we educate our partners on the latest releases. We have a customer enablement that also falls within my responsibilities. Anything feedback from the customer back to our development, that is another way of getting customers' voice to our development. In addition to all these responsibilities, which are basically across the eBusiness Suite, it's not like only only procurement or manufacturing. It really goes across the eBusiness Suite from everything we do as an organization in eBusiness Suite. In addition to that, anything to do with events, working with the user group, working with the partners externally. Obviously, the Ascend in OATUG is one of the biggest user group in the world. It's the biggest conference for eBusiness Suite customers today. So we work very tight with the user group in general, in particular with the OATUG, because it's the biggest. So all the planning of the session, all the planning of the speakers, all of the planning of the content, all of the scheduling, everything that goes in the conference, and you guys are very familiar with it, basically it's under my responsibility. So events, whether it's local event, international event, in addition to the field, customer and partner enablement. So that is really as a whole. So everything to do with the EBS outgoing.
Thank you very much. And it seems you are doing a role of maybe a team of 10 yourself.
But do remember, I have Yeah, but I do have a team behind me. I am basically the frontal person, but all that wonderful work, I'm not the only one who's doing it. I have the whole eBusiness Suite organization supporting me, from Cliff as a starting point, all the way to every third person in development, in strategy, in product development. I may be the focal point, but I have a machinery behind me.
My next question is related to how we work together as part of OATUG and Oracle. And every year we find like this amazing list of speakers from Oracle that present at the Ascend conference. And we are having our next conference, as Deborah mentioned, a few months from now. Just wanted to know behind the scenes, how do you create this magic every year, getting this studded lineup from Oracle and having great speakers for us at Ascend?
First of all, let me repeat what I said early on. The Ascend is the biggest conference for EBS customer base. It is the biggest. It actually goes beyond anything we have done in the past. So having said that, we put all our energy for all the way driven by Cliff Godwin, who represents the eBusiness Suite organization, all the way to our product management and development, and everybody wants to participate. So that is one point. Now, of course, we have to create all that synergy, all that energy from my team. We have to create sessions out of it. And I think having Mike, first of all, thank Mike. Mike has been extremely patient with me. Mike has been very understanding. He listens. He understands what I am saying. He understands what is valuable for our customers. And I think makes my life and makes my work with the user group so easy because Mike is there. I know I explain this to Mike and he will understand. So, and every year Mike and I scratches our head and says, what do we do new this year? Of course, the old content is still valid, and this is probably the best content you need to update every year. But we always try to find what's the new star. And I think this is what keeps us working harder every year, because we want to bypass what we have done last year. This year, we have many stars actually coming out. Not just one, many stars, many new content that we have never delivered in the past. So yes, we have, I think if I look at my note, I think we have something like, how many sessions? I think we have over 30 regular sessions, over 30 just EBS regular conference sessions. We have something called MTE. We have, I think, 7 meet the experts, which is basically where people come with questions and need to meet development and expose their requirement, and the development help out answer those questions. So we have 7 of those. 3 of them are 2.5 hours, and the other 3 as a 1 hour. We have something totally new this year, something called focus group. This is where, for once, development will say nothing, and we are there to listen. We are there to listen to our customers, what they want us to do in the product next. So this is the first time you hear development not say much, because we are there not to say, but to hear and to listen. So that is a tremendous opportunity for those customers who are very knowledgeable on the product and know what is missing in the product. So that we call them focus group, and we are running that on the Monday afternoon. We have 8, I think they are new as well, 8 totally OCI sessions, totally new OCI sessions that are Oracle Cloud Infrastructure sessions. That is also very, very unique at this Ascend. We have a hands-on lab for OCI, EBS on OCI, how you provision quickly an EBS environment on OCI. We have a workshop on the Enterprise Command Center, how to personalize all the way to extend the Enterprise Command Center's dashboarding that come out of the box from the eBusiness Suite development organization. So there is tremendous activities. There are 2 sessions that are unique this year. One is about what's the best practices on keeping your system up to date? What are the best practices? What are the common sense? So that's one. The other totally, totally new session is about the new tech stack. And that is, we are, to tell you the truth, we are still building that because it's totally new and it's going to be topical in the next few years. So this year is the first year where we are presenting that material. So there is a lot of excitement this year in the Ascend. What's going to be harder next year, Mike? How are we going to compete with that next year? We will work on that next year. But today, definitely, we have a lot of excitement, new stuff for our EBS customers at the Ascend 2024.
Thanks, Nadia. It's so exciting. I wish Ascend was next week. I just can't wait to attend all these exciting sessions, and maybe a segue for Mike to ask a question to Nadia.
Yeah, thanks, Mohan. I'd first like to say how much of a pleasure it is to work with Nadia. As Director of Education, one of the main things I do is look at sessions that we've run at Ascend and Ascend in the past. And I pride myself at looking at those sessions. So I know what sessions our attendees like and what speakers they like. And Nadia and her team present the best sessions at Ascend. Like from a speaker rating, from an attendance standpoint, they do a fantastic job. They're well-versed. They're so prepared for presenting and giving new information to attendees. It's a highlight when I look at those session ratings. I already know these speakers and how high they're going to rate. So it's always fun to kind of look at that information. Also, she manages a pretty big team in Ascend, and that's one thing I do love working with her, where I don't have to email 20 speakers. I just say, hey, Nadia. In fact, she's probably going to get an email from me probably today or tomorrow about a few of her speakers that are registered, but it's just a one-stop shop where I just say, I'll probably include her speakers that aren't registered and CC her. And as soon as they see that, they're like, oh my gosh, I better register right away.
The next thing they are registered.
So it's so great to work with her on that. And it is very exciting because, you know, looking at Ascend attendance from last year, the ETC sessions did very well. So, you know, I worked hard with Nadia. We did do an ECC workshop last year. We're going to try to run two of those this year with space continued, because the ECC is such a great tool that a lot of people aren't using. So we want that workshop. We want that deep dive. We don't want to gloss over anything. We want to really have folks come and learn the ECC and leave the conference with all this new knowledge and help, a tremendous help for their organization. OCI is another big one as well. I know a lot of folks are looking at OCI and whether they want to get into it and you start using it. And it is such an amazing tool, because not only do I see the session ratings, you know, I talk to our users and they love using the ECC. The ones that are using it are just rave about it. It saves them so much time and effort. So seeing that kind of feedback, seeing that in our education, it's really stuff we want to focus on. For our users, the typical average everyday user is really going to get benefit from those sessions. The Meet the Expert sessions that Nadia mentioned, we've done those in the past, but we're really putting more focus on them this year. Yeah. So I highly recommend everyone come and at least attend one of those if you are using, you know, EBS and you do want to just sit down. There's going to be no screens in that room. They're going to have... Yeah. It's going to be cafe style where you sit down with development and it's just a Q&A back and forth. So it's just kind of an interpersonal interview with, you know, your developers of your program. So, I mean, there is so much exciting stuff.
Yeah. We're doing. Yeah.
Nadia and I have worked so hard.
This year, Mike, remember, while in the previous years, we had probably maximum of 2 EBS on OCI session and maybe 1 hands-on lab EBS on OCI. This year, in addition to that, we have 8 more OCI sessions that are very, very related to EBS customers and EBS workload. And that is really tremendous, very lots of content. The ECC, this year, we have more than we had before. In addition to the regular two sessions that are we have been running on a every year. We the MTE, there is an MTE on ACC, and there is the workshop that we are repeating. We're having it on the first day and we're having it on the last day, at least the current schedule. And you can imagine scheduling all of that. You know, the same speakers are doing sessions, hands-on lab, MTE, focus group. So scheduling that, I could tell you, it's an absolute nightmare. But I we are almost at the end of that. So hopefully it will be finalize the end of this week. But it is tremendous. We have so much great content on the key drivers from the EBS perspective, EBS functionality and EBS transactional innovation we are adding in every release of EBS, which is basically the current release is 12.2.13. But in addition to that, we are releasing twice a year more innovation in the functionality of EBS through the power of the ECC. Those are basically innovation in the reporting side, while the 12.2.13 brings transactional innovation. The ECC brings reporting and modernization innovation at least twice a year, because we have twice a year ECC release and once a year core transaction system release. So customers basically are looking at three updates per year, three innovation from a feature function perspective they are getting every year. Customers should not think of it that are getting only once a year, which is the 12.2.12, 12.2.13, 12.2.14. We are also getting two releases functionality-wise driven by the ECC platform, which is basically in the form of dashboard in every single area of EBS. And that is should be treated as an innovation from a feature perspective, in particular from the reporting and from the modernization. So honestly, customers have a lot to do. And they don't have to take everything at once, but there is something for everybody. That's what I'm trying to say.
And I would like to mention also, like with all of Nadia's great session, this is what one thing I love about our conference, ESN. You can go to these Oracle sessions. You can see the sessions on ECC and OCI, but we also going to have a lot of fantastic user sessions, that are actually using OCI, and you can see what they're doing with OCI. Yeah. We have a customer, especially from John Hopkins, that are going to be talking about what they're doing with the ECCs, talk about all these great applications and how they're using them. So you hear, you know, from kind of the education part from Oracle, but then you see how it's applied through our user group throughout.
And our team has really been, I mean, the whole EBS team, whether it's the manufacturing team, whether it's the supply chain team, the inventory, the order management, the enterprise asset management, the procurement, the project, all of financial, all of those teams have been delivering content beyond the transaction. They have all been building content with the power of ECC twice a year, more or less. So there is a lot happening in the EBS world, driven by the innovation, driven by the customer's voice, because many, many times the customers say, how do you know what the new features you need to build for a product that is so complete? I mean, this is not a product that was born yesterday. This product was born 30 years ago. How much more can we add in there? And to tell you the truth, if you ask me, we're running out of ideas. We're running out of ideas what to put in EBS. So we do have this platform, which we call the My Oracle Support Community. And by the way, you may want to know how the collaboration of EBS development and the OATUG has been bringing success stories. Let me tell you about this story. Back in 2014, I was working with Mike and the rest of the OATUG team. And you guys, the OATUG team, have raised a valid concern. You have raised, you know, Nadia, customers are raising enhancement requests, but they have no idea where those enhancement requests go. To tell you the truth, but before 2014, they go what we call in a black box. They go in a bug database. Any enhancement request, and Mohan, you know that, any enhancement request at Oracle, they are logged as a bug and with the type of enhancement request. And it goes in there. Then our development team, once in a while, they go and review those bugs and see if this feature needs to be added in the product. It is black box because nobody knows, it's not transparent. The customer needs to call Oracle support to find out whether their enhancement request is being taken care of. What's the next step? The OATUG raised that, and that opened up my mind. In those days, there was the era of providing feedback like a consumer. You buy a television and you want to put your feedback about the television. That was the era of ideation. And I think the concept was created by IBM, and more or less I used that concept. And we built, with the help of the OA2G, we helped this, what we call my Oracle support communities, where it's no longer a bug database we put and shove all the enhancement requests. Now the customer creates and adds their new features they want to see in the product, or a feedback of a feature, in a social media forum, and people, their peers, will go and vote on it. And more customers are voting, the higher goes up into our radar from a development perspective. So our development teams, let's say the procurement team, what am I going to do in the next release? Well, the first thing they do, guess what? They go to that platform, extract all the feedback enhancements that have been raised by customers in the procurement area, and the project team with the project area, and supply chain area. Every team has a community, and they extract all of that. They see the rating, they see how many people actually rated it and thumb up, like we do in social media, thumb up or thumb down. And the more thumb up, the higher to the radar of our development. And that is how we build the new features today. This is where we say, EBS today is in a very, very much privileged position, because we did everything we want to do within our scope. We have a scope. It's more or less done, that scope, many years ago. But now we are in the most privileged position to say, I've done what I wanted to do. Now you tell me, Mr. Customer, what you want me to do in the product. I mean, this is what we call listening to our customers. And I think to reach this position, your product must be mature and have a lot of customer base that have used the product to be able to be in that privileged position which we are in today in EBS world. So that is why a success story working in collaboration with the OATUG that started back in 2014. And now I think, let's see, I do have some numbers. We have something like, listen to this, Mohan. Since 2014, we have 8,300 ideas have been created. 8,300 ideas. We have 24,000 active users. We have actually delivered 36% of the highly rated ideas. That came to 800 plus ideas came from the customer's voice since we started this collaboration with the OATG. So if you ask me the biggest innovation we have done as a collaboration, it has to be this one. Another one that is more recent, and it's actually very important to our customers, and we made a decision with the OATUG, is 12-7. We made the 12-7, if you remember a couple of years ago, we made 12-7 as the minimum error correction baseline. That decision, we didn't make it on our own. We made a decision which release should be the new error correction baseline. We made a decision with the OATUG. We sat and met a few times, and based on so many factors, we decided with the OATUG that 12-7 is the most appropriate release to become the error correction baseline. And that's a very, very recent decision we made in collaboration. So yes, we definitely do a lot of great work with the OATUG. It's the biggest user group in the world from an EBS perspective, and our customers get lots of value from having this very tight relationship between EBS and the OATUG. Me and Mike are just two individuals. I think the idea is not just about Nadia and Mike, even though we are the ones who represent this collaboration, but that collaboration is, from an Oracle perspective, is sponsored and supported by the highest person in the EBS organization, and that is my boss, Cliff Godwin. I am assuming Mike is also represented by representing the OATUG, yeah. And obviously we have a good collaboration there.
Thank you, Nadia. What you just mentioned about innovation, customer feedback, you know, getting ideas voted on. Personally, my team and I have used that extensively and have personal experience of working with the Oracle team. And as recently a few weeks ago, with a certain Oracle group, not only we had a review of the ideas we submitted, but they also shared that which of the ideas got upvoted, and they're actually working on building those features. So it's not just on paper, like we are ideas and voting. It's actually happening, and it's actually yes. part of the roadmap. So, I mean, thank you for all that you do and, you know, working with OATUG. I don't know if our audience knows about it. You are a three-time winner of our Ambassador of the Year and also a recipient of our Lifetime Award and as longtime supporter of OATUG and our user groups. And just wanted to ask you, what do these awards mean to you personally, and why do you choose to spend so much time with us?
Well, I would be lying if I tell you I don't appreciate it. I would be lying if I tell you I don't get the kick out of it. Of course I do. Of course I do. We all do. Human beings are driven by appreciation too. Having said that, to tell you the truth, you may think I am helping you. I would see it the other way around. I would see it absolutely the opposite. Through the OATUG, I'm reaching out to thousands of customers. Through the OATUG, I'm reaching out to hundreds of partners. Through the OATUG, I'm getting the feedback from all these customers and these partners. So technically, you are actually the voice of our customers, and you are the voice of our development organization to the customers. So I would not have scaled an EB, and when I say I mean the eBusiness Suite organization, we would have not scaled reaching out those customers individually. But we are doing that successfully through the OATG as an organization. So, and that collaboration has been extremely successful over the last 20 years. So why break something that works really, really well? At the same time, yes, yeah, first of all, yes, I did get all those awards, and I think and I'm proud of having that. But I'm not the only one. Lots of my EBS team have been getting those awards too. And honestly, we are just a representative of our EBS and development. Somebody, one of the customers said in one of the Ascend conference, he came to me and said, you know, Nadia, I really find the EBS, this is goes back and echoes what Mike was saying earlier on. He said, Nadia, you know, I come every year to the Ascend, and the EBS content, you guys are so generous. That's the phrase he used. He said, I have never seen an organization at Oracle so generous as EBS. I said, please elaborate. What do you mean? He said, you guys, your session, your presentation, they could last easily for 2 days. And you are trying to give me everything in 1 hour. So it's that generosity that I love about the EBS team. You are so generous. You are not hiding anything. You are trying to share everything you know. You're trying to give everything you have in your mind. Of course, those are years and years of knowledge in the product. But I think our team has been so detailed. When they prepare a deck, believe me, it goes scrutinized through approval and through reviews internally. And they are true, very generous, because they try to give you so much, way more than what an hour fits. So we do have a team that is committed to the customer base. They really are, their objective is to please and make sure our customers are successful, whatever the product they are owning, whether it's manufacturing or procurement or ECC or whatever. Every one of them tries to behave at the best. Now, yes, I do get the kick out of it. What else do I get out of it? People say, how do you survive all of this? Well, first of all, I think when I am traveling to the Ascend, it's this excitement I have. I get excited. I get excited because, oh my God, I'm going to see customers. oh my God, I'm going to see my partners. Of course, oh my God, I'm going to see friends and colleagues and friends like mine. And I see my friend, my colleagues too. So I think it goes all in that excitement, the excitement of meeting the customers, using your product, the excitement of sharing. I think having my background academic and I have did teaching in university, etc. So I think that comes with my profile, which is sharing. It's about sharing. It's about, you know, when I start sharing, it feels like I am going to explode people with the knowledge. I try to give them everything I know. So it's excitement of meeting people. It's exciting about sharing the content, what I learned, especially when I have something new. Oh my God, I want to tell the world what I learned recently about the product. It's all this excitement. Yes, I am a human being and I come home and I get sick because the air conditioning just killed me. But, you know, getting there is excitement. Coming back, you know, it takes 2 days. My husband always, on the humor side, my husband says my wife is an alien. My mother-in-law thinks my Nadia is an alien. So my family, really, my husband and my mother-in-law think Nadia is an alien because she travels and she's still awake. Well, I am still a human being. Trust me, I am a human being. I do get sick. The only thing that makes me sick is air conditioning. So as long as I avoid air conditioning, you know, coming back, getting tired for a couple of days and getting the next travel back, and I get excited again and repeats itself, I guess.
Yeah, Nadia, we share the same opinion as your husband. You're simply out of the world.
An alien, you mean, Mohan? That's okay.
No, you're simply out of the world. So, but Deborah may be having a question for you. Deborah, please go.
Well, I have heard of you. Your reputation always precedes you. And one thing that I began to really think about was what was your career path like? Where are you from? I know you live in Paris. I'm international liaison for OATUG. I always like to bring in the fact that, yes, we have an international membership and we welcome people from everywhere to join OATUG, yeah, even though we're based here in the United States. But what an interesting career path you've had. Can you share a little bit about that?
I was born and raised in Algeria, the country between Morocco and Tunisia. It's one of the biggest countries in Africa. I am one of 8 kids. I am one of the 6 girls. And when I went to university, I wanted to do computer science. So I did my first degree was 5 years in computer science. Luckily, and this is pretty, I don't know, people don't think of it. Back home in Algeria, some people think, oh, you know, computers is probably for men. To tell you the truth, in my year, we were 50-50. We were 50 girls and 50 boys. So I didn't really see a woman in IT something a big deal. I mean, we were 50-50. So, okay, I did my first degree in Algeria. And I was one of the top 10 who had the privilege to have a scholarship to travel abroad to continue the research. And I got the scholarship and I went to England to do my PhD. I wanted to do a PhD. I wanted to do a PhD in computer science. Now, if you ask me what's the subject, it's amazing because people say, Nadia, you've done that? Yes. So I did a PhD in compiler writing system. This is so deep in the Linux box, you know, the Lex and the Yak of those worlds back in the 90s. So I did went to England. I didn't speak any English, not even a word. So I spent the first year learning English first before I started doing my research the following year. And I did the PhD in computer science. So once I finished that, I basically worked for 2 companies before 1 year each, before I found my company, which is Oracle. So I joined Oracle back in December 1991, and I never left. And every year looks different. So why leave when you feel like it's different every year? I had good mentors. I had good sponsors at Oracle. I never asked whether I am a man or a woman. I never made it an event. people say, yeah, but you succeeded as a woman. I said, I never asked myself that question, to tell you the truth. I asked myself, can I do the job or not? I never asked myself, oh, now I am a woman and therefore I may not get that job. I never asked because I never made it a question. I never allowed it to be a question, and I never allowed it to be an event. Even sometimes deep down you think, maybe you would have got the position if you were a man. I didn't allow it to be a question. Even if it was true, I totally pushed it away, and I just go to to the boss and say, well, I didn't get the position to this time. My colleague, male friend, got it, and I did not. I don't make it an event, and I just say, so next time I want it to be me. So tell me what are the 5 things I need to learn. So next time I will get it. I didn't say, oh, I didn't get it because I am a woman. I just said, what am I missing? The skills that I need to build to get it. So as long as you don't make it an obstacle, even people think it is, ignore it. Make it a non-event and move on. Nothing stops me. I just go for it and ignore the fact I am a woman. Maybe I am not the best person representing women in IT because I didn't make it a gender or you didn't make it an event. So I'm afraid some people ask me about women in IT and how I have done it. I say, I tell you how I have been successful, but is it because I am a woman or is it because I just ignore it? That's me, basically.
Yeah, OATT has a Woman in Tech Award, and you are surely one of our inspirations for women in tech. So thank you very much. We are top of the hour. We have one last question. Mike, please go ahead.
Yeah. One thing we haven't talked about, Nadia, it's funny that we're doing it at this Ascend. We haven't done this since pre-COVID for the programs. I'm excited to see. I know last time we did it was in 2019. And if I had known COVID was coming, I probably would have taken a little bit more time to see the whole event. But we are running the executive forum. And can you kind of talk a little bit more about that? Because I know we did it back in 2019, and I'm super excited to have it back at Ascend. So I'm kind of talk
absolutely.
About
absolutely. We have done it in 2019, I believe, Mike, right? We have experimented it in 2019, and it was probably the best thing we have done for a long time. It was so successful. My manager was like over the moon. I mean, we had a great customer panel. We had a wonderful audience. We had the e-business suite leadership there with the customers. And it was just an amazing event. This is basically by invitation only. And thanks for reminding me, Mike. We are coming back and we are putting it on the agenda for this is another star thing that I was talking about. And I hid it until the last. So the executive forum is back, and we are working on it. It's going to be on Monday afternoon, on Tuesday most of the day, in and out with the Cliff's presentation, etc. So it's going to be a very busy day for us in the EBS, at least the executive team. We invite customers who are really have been using successfully our product to be some of the panelists, like the mentor. And then customers who really would like to learn from these customers could be in the audience. So if customers are interested to participate in the executive forum, of course, Mike will tell you how to reach out and to let you know. And we are dying to make it as successful as or even more than last time back in 2019. And hopefully we will, if this works out this time again, we will make it like a regular event in every Ascend conference moving forward. But I'm looking forward to it, and we are very excited to run it again this year. The application limited team led by the marketing program person, Natalie, is working on with us to identify the customer on the panel to make sure we invite our customers who are going to be there or maybe not there. And maybe that excites them to give them like a driver to attend the Ascend as well. It's going to be lots of fun and a lot of knowledge in that executive forum. I'm dying to get there. I want it to be tomorrow, as Mohan was saying.
Yes, I couldn't be more excited listening to you. I just want Ascend to happen like next week. Yeah, I have to wait for 2 months. And the more I hear about it, I feel we should have Ascend twice a year instead of once a year. Now over to Deborah.
Well, who am I to say no?
Thank you.
I would like to also point out to all the listeners that if they have any questions of anything we've discussed, we've done a very hard, you know, we've worked very hard to create a great Ascend website. So if you go to that Ascend website, you want to learn more about the Executive Forum, the Oracle at Ascend, all the sessions that we're running, everything is actually there. So if you go to that Ascend website, we have that there. We have an information for presenters page. So if you know, you're not presenting this year, but you're, you know, hey, maybe I can present at Ascend in the future. We have a great info page there. So you could actually kind of read through that a little bit and see if you want to submit a session for the call for papers next year. But the Ascend website really has everything that we've talked about a little bit more in detail. The Executive Forum, we have a whole, you know, kind of agenda on it listed there. And then the Oracle at Ascend, you can see all the great sessions that we're doing.
Our team are looking forward to it. Our EBS development team, it's like candies you are giving them, you know. They are dying to be there. And this year is going to be even better because we have collaborated very, very, in a very good way with our OCI, the Oracle Cloud Infrastructure team. We are working hand in hand. We are even scheduling the sessions together. So it's going to be even more than what just the EBS organization offer. You know, augmented by what the OCI can offer to the EBS workload. So that's going to be another dimension of the great collaboration we have this year, for sure.
Thank you, Nadia. Thank you, Mike. This was perhaps most exciting podcast recording we had this season. Over to you, Deborah.
Yes, there's so much that I think many people will want to listen to this more than one time with all the information packed in here and really enlightening. And I will take with me and really love that whatever the gender, I think it's about the work, right? Focusing on the work. Yeah. And what Carrie, who's not here with us, likes to call it is pedal to the metal. You know, it's not just lean in, you just go for it. Keep moving forward. There's so much to learn. It's so inspiring. And although it's time to wrap up for today, you can subscribe and tune into our episodes anytime, anywhere you get your podcasts. And as Mike was saying, visit the website, ascendusersconference.com. That's ascendusersconference.com to register for Ascend 2024, June 17th to 20th in Las Vegas at Caesars Palace. And visit our Ascend conference hosts, OATUG at oatug.org and OHUG at ohug.org. And for more information on membership, make sure you check that out because there are hundreds of webinars and links to resources on these websites of these user member organizations that will help you answer just about any Oracle question you may have. And you can always contact us through the websites as well. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Stay curious, get inspired, and remember that we're here to help you ascend to new heights, elevating your Oracle experience.